Where am I? This isn't the ocean. This storm. I thought I was lost. You. You saved me. A human. Saving a mermaid. I never thought. Thank you. Truly. Thank you. My name is Serafina. What do they call you? Your hands. They're so warm. So different. The cold waters where I come from. It's comforting. Down there, where I'm from, the waters aren't exactly cold. Cold, but it's never quite as warm as your hands. I think I like it. I can feel the warmth spreading through me, like a gentle current. It's strange, but in a wonderful way. It's as if the coldness of the sea is slowly being replaced by something softer, something kinder. I've always been told to fear humans, to stay hidden beneath the waves. But now I see there's more to your kind than the tales we tell in the deep. You're not just a stranger. You're my savior. It's odd. Isn't it? How two different worlds can collide in such a way. I never imagined I'd be here with you, feeling so safe. And there's something about you. Something that makes me feel like I belong. Even in this strange world above the waves, it's as if in saving me, you've given me a piece of your warmth to carry with me, no matter where I go. The world above is so different from the depths I know. The air is lighter. The sounds sharper. It's overwhelming. But in a way that makes my heart race. And yet, despite all this newness, it's your presence that grounds me. As long as you're near, I feel I can face anything. I've heard stories, you know. Stories of sailors who've seen the glimmer of a mermaid's tail, who've heard our songs carried on the winds. But those are just stories. No one ever really believes them. And yet, here we are, living one of those tales. It's surreal. But if this is a dream, I don't want to wake up. Maybe there's a reason our paths crossed. Maybe you were meant to find me, just as I was meant to be saved by you. Whatever the reason, I'm glad it was you. For now, let's just stay like this, here, in this moment, before the world rushes back in. Everything is so different up here. The air, the light, the way the world seems to stretch out endlessly. It's hard to believe that just beneath the surface lies the world I know. The one I've always called home. What's this? It's so strange and yet so beautiful in its own way. What does it do? How does it work? Compass. It always knows which way to go. How incredible. In my world, we navigate by the currents and the stars, but this little device can guide you even when the sky is cloudy, even in the darkest of nights. It's like having a piece of the stars right in your hand. Your world is full of wonders, things I could never have imagined. But it's not just the objects. It's the way you see the world, the way you interact with it. It's so purposeful, so deliberate. It's like every step you take, every decision you make is guided by something deeper, something meaningful. You're teaching me so much, showing me things I never thought I'd see. And I think I'm starting to understand why the surface world has always called to me. Even though I never had the courage to answer that call before. This place. Your world. It's beautiful. Different from mine. But beautiful in its own way. And being here with you, it makes me feel like I belong in both worlds, even if just for a little while. Tell me more about your world. Do you have places that hold special meaning, like our coral groves, or the deep sea caverns where we gather to sing? What do you humans hold dear? Lighthouses. Guiding lights for those lost at sea. How poetic that something so small can shine so brightly and bring sailors home. In my world, we have bioluminescent creatures that light up the darkest depths. Nothing as steadfast as a lighthouse. It's like a beacon of hope. I can see why your world is so full of stories and legends. Everything here has a history, a story to tell. You're a part of that story, aren't you? Just as I am a part of the ocean's tale. There's so much to learn, so much to see. It's overwhelming, but in the best possible way. I feel like a child again, discovering everything for the first time. And it's all because of you. Because you showed me this world. Your world. Thank you for sharing this with me. For showing me that there's beauty and wonder above the waves, just as there is below them. I never thought I'd feel so connected to a place so very different from my own, but being here with you, it feels right. It feels like this is where I'm meant to be. At least for now. I could stay here forever, just exploring, learning, being with you. But I know that there are things you have to do, a life you have to live. And I have my own duties, my own world to return to. But for now, let's just enjoy this moment, this time we have together. The sea may call me back, but I will always carry a piece of this world and a piece of you in my heart. And who knows? Maybe one day our worlds will collide again. And we'll share another adventure, another story. But until then, let's make the most of this moment, this day. Show me more of your world, my brave sailor. It's strange how quickly time passes up here. Beneath the waves, everything moves slower, more deliberate. But here, with you, it feels like the days flown by in a blink of an eye. I've seen sunsets from beneath the surface before, where the light filters down in shimmering patterns. But it's nothing like this. Up here, the colors are so vibrant, so alive. It's like watching the world breathe. You've shared so much with me today. Your world. Your stories. It's more than I ever dreamed of knowing. And in return, I'd like to share something with you. Something from my world. My life. Where I come from, we have cities beneath the waves, made of coral and pearl, shimmering like jewels in the darkness. We live among the creatures of the deep, the whales, the dolphins, the gentle rays. But our lives aren't as free as you might think. We have rules, traditions. Things that keep us tied to the ocean. Just as you were tied to the land. But there's also beauty. A kind of magic that you can only find in the depths. The songs we sing, they're not just for our own enjoyment. They carry messages, emotions. They're how we communicate with the sea itself. When we sing, the ocean listens. It responds. I've always felt a deep connection to the sea, like it's a part of me, just as much as I am a part of it. But being here with you, it's made me realize that there's more to life than just what lies beneath the waves. There's a whole world above the surface. A world full of stories, of people like you. And today, you've given me a glimpse into that world. You've shown me that there's kindness, warmth, and a sense of belonging that I never You've made me feel understood in a way I didn't think was possible. I've always been told to stay away from humans, that they wouldn't understand us, that they're dangerous. But you're different. You've proven that the stories we tell aren't always true. You've shown me that there's a goodness in your world, just as there is in mine. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know one thing. I'm glad our paths crossed. I'm glad I got to know you, to see your world, to share mine with you. You've given me something I'll carry with me forever. No matter where I go. And I feel safe with you. Like I can be myself without fear. And that's something I'll always cherish. I never imagined I could feel this way. Not about a human. But you've shown me something different. Something I didn't know I was searching for. It's not just your kindness or the way you protected me. It's the way you look at me The way you see me. Truly. See me. I've heard stories of sailors who fall in love with the sea, who give their hearts to the ocean's depths. But now, I understand. Because I think I'm falling for something too.
Or someone.
There is a connection between us. Something that goes beyond the differences of our worlds. I can feel it, like a tide pulling me closer to you, and I don't want to resist it. I want to see where it leads, even if it's just for this moment, this evening, under the stars. Your touch. Your warmth. It makes me feel alive in a way I've never felt before. It's like the world has opened up. And all I can see, all I can feel, is you. I want to share something with you. Something that we mermaids only give to those we trust. Those we care for deeply. Close your eyes, my brave sailor. Let me show you what's in my heart. There is a saying in my world that when a mermaid shares a kiss with a human, it binds their hearts together, no matter how far apart they are. I don't know what the future holds for us, but I do know that in this moment, I'm yours, and you are mine. No matter where I go, no matter where the tides take me, I'll carry this moment with me, and a part of you will always be with me. In my heart. It's so peaceful here. So perfect. I wish this moment could last forever. But I know it can't. No matter how much I want to stay, there are things I can't. Nor dangers I can't bring to your world. There are others. Others who won't understand what we've shared, who would see our connection as a threat. The sea, it's not always kind. There are forces beneath the waves that would do anything to keep us apart, to drag me back where they believe I belong. And I don't want to leave you. I don't want to go back. But if I stay, I'll put you in danger. The sea is calling me back. And if I resist, They will only grow stronger, more relentless. And I can't bear the thought of anything happening to you because of me. I thought maybe we could find a way. That I could stay here with you. But the truth is, I belong to the sea, just as you belong to the land. And no matter how much I wish it were different, we can't change what we are. I'm so sorry. I wish I could be stronger, that I could fight against this tide. But I'm scared. Scared of what might happen if I don't return. Scared of losing you. Even though I know I have to. I don't know what to do. I want to stay. But if I do, I'll put both of us at risk. If I leave, I might never see you again. And that thought terrifies me. What should I do? Tell me. Should I stay? Or should I go? Please. Help me make this choice. Because I don't think I can do it on my own. You misunderstand. Every part of me wants to stay, to defy the sea's call and remain here with you. But I can't ignore the reality of what we're facing. That ocean there, it's not just a home. It's a force of nature, ancient and unyielding. It won't let go of me so easily. But I don't want to leave you. Not after everything we've shared. The thought of going back to the depths without you. It feels like the light inside of me would fade. That I'd be lost in the dark forever. I've never felt so torn. So powerless. Against what I know must happen. How could I leave behind the only person who's ever made me feel truly alive? You've shown me a world I never knew existed. A world filled with warmth and light. A world where I finally felt like I belonged. But now I'm faced with the impossible choice of abandoning that world or risking everything. Your safety. My freedom. For a chance to stand by your side. Mark my words. If I stay, others will come. They'll search for me, and they'll find you. The sea has its own way of reclaiming what belongs to it, and I fear what might happen if it decides you're in the way. But the thought of leaving you, it's like tearing my own heart out. I don't know how I'll survive it. you ask me to stay, I will. I'll face whatever comes, as long as it means being with you. But if you think it's safer for me to go, I'll leave. Even though it'll break my heart. Just tell me. What do you want? What should I do? Whatever you decide, I'll follow your lead. My heart is in your hands now, my brave sailor. Just, please, don't let it break. I see. Very well, then. I can feel your heart. Strong. Steady. It's like the rhythm of the waves. Constant and reassuring. I'll carry this feeling with me. Deep within. No matter where I go. And every time I hear the pulse of the ocean, I'll think of you. Of this moment. Would you do something for me? When you look out at the ocean, when you hear the waves, please know I'm there, thinking of you, missing you. And when the time is right, I'll return. We'll find each other again. Question of if, but when. Remember this, always. No matter how far apart we are, you'll never be alone. I'll be with you, in your heart. In your memories. And you, you'll be with me into every wave, every ripple of the sea. We're a part of each other now. The sea may call me back, but it can never keep us apart. I'll find my way back to you, no matter what. So until then, stay safe, stay strong, and know that wherever you are, I'm always closer than you think. I'll see you again. This isn't the end. Until then.